was a small child, when our Jesus was a small child, alleluia. He made for himself a garden, he made for himself a garden, alleluia.
Hello again, folks. Sorry for posting so soon after my last boo, but midnight has officially come and gone here in this part of the world, so I wanted to wish all of my Eastern Orthodox friends a very happy and blessed Orthodox Christmas. I hope it's a very joyous occasion for you. I'm not Orthodox myself, but I do have every respect for that tradition. I've attended a few Orthodox services in my time, and I found them to be truly lovely. In fact, it was one of them, an all-night Paschal or Easter vigil, that brought me back to Christ. Now, mind you, I discovered that my own path lay in a different direction. I found another tradition to be more uplifting for me personally, and it brought me closer to God, and it was a lot easier for me to actively worship in that church than in the Orthodox Church. But I still find many aspects of Orthodoxy to be quite beautiful. In fact, what I'm playing now is by the Nuns of St. Paisius, which is an Orthodox monastery in the States. One of my friends, Lucky Thing, was able to spend Christmas Eve with some monks at a monastery. And then tomorrow, I guess today really, because it's after midnight, she'll be going to her own parish for Christmas. Think me strange if you will, but I've always wanted to go to a monastery or convent, and I've never had the chance. I read about them quite frequently. I actually really admire monks and nuns. I find them, many of them anyway, to be quite selfless, and I think that contemplative lifestyle they lead, the routine of meditation and prayer, is absolutely beautiful. So who knows, maybe one of these days I'll get to go to a monastery. I've really been enjoying a series of books that actually takes place at a priory in medieval England at the time of Chaucer. It's the St. Fridswide's Mysteries by... Oh, bloody hell! Who's the author? I should know. Oh, my word. That's really bugging me. You know what? This is bothering me sufficiently that I'm going to pause this and look that up. So excuse me for half a mo. Oh, of course, it's Margaret Fraser. How could I have forgotten that? What a lovely Scottish name that is. She's actually not a Scottish lass. She is, in fact, an American lady. She was born in Illinois and works in Minnesota now. But her knowledge of medieval history is not to be scoffed at. It's quite extensive. These mysteries are about a hostler at this priory, Dame Claire, who looks after any guests that come to the priory. And she always finds herself embroiled in these mysteries, whether she wants to be or not. She's the one that finds the dead bodies, and she's the one that things happen to, probably because in that convent she's the sharpest knife in the drawer. Compared to her, most of the nuns are pretty thick. Well, the healer is very intelligent, I should say, the herbalist that looks after the sick. I guess she's officially called the infirmarian. And the prioress is not stupid, she's just old. So yes, they're really excellent books. If you enjoy that sort of thing, I would highly recommend the St. Fridswide's Mysteries by Margaret Fraser. So yeah, happy Orthodox Christmas. Yay for Christmas! I'm a Protestant myself, and not ashamed of it, but I suppose I can put up with the Orthodox, superstitious iconophiles that they are. yes, I know, I'm a heretic. You must put me to the sword! Mary, Queen of Scots, would have burned me at the stake for the sake of my immortal soul. Oh, sorry, folks. I think somebody put silliness serum in my pain meds. Anyhow, I should probably try to get some sleep. I should say before I go that earlier on this evening, my body decided to embark on a sneeze fest. And that's actually a good thing, because it cleared my head to some extent. It took a lot of the pressure off my sinuses. I still have a wee bit of a headache, but it's not nearly as bad as it was, thank God for small mercies. So I'm hoping that it's on its way out. Who knows what a further change in the weather will bring, but you know what? I'm not going to stress about that. It will be what it will be. All shall be well, and all shall be well, and all manner of things shall be well. Right, I'm off for now. Have a great, whatever time of day it happens to be where you are.